This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A man from Craig's been convicted of kidnapping, carjacking, using or carrying a firearm during a crime of violence, and transportation of stolen firearms. A federal jury in Wyoming convicted 51-year-old Joseph Beecher of Craig. It was for kidnapping a woman from Michael Bloomberg's ranch in Rio Blanco County in February 2022. A press release from the U.S. District Attorney's Office in Wyoming said Beecher was mad after being let go from his job. He stole some guns, went to Bloomberg's ranch to try to kill him. He only found a female employee there. He drove her around, ended up at a motel in Cheyenne, Wyoming, which is where the police caught up to him. Sentencing's in November. Beecher could get 7 years to life. 13 people have been appointed by the director of the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment to serve on the board for the Colorado Circular Communities Enterprise. That's a group to help Colorado businesses, governments, and communities use resources through recycling, composting, and other products. One of those appointed is from Brown County. That's Wynn Cowman, owner of Cowgirl Compost. The U.S. Postal Service is having job fairs in Northwest Colorado today. Stop by the post office in Craig this morning or this afternoon at the Steamboat Springs Post Office, 3rd and Lincoln. Saturday is the walk to end Alzheimer's in the Yampa Valley. The walk starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, West Lincoln Park in Steamboat Springs. The Ride the Cog Festival, that's in Hayden Saturday, presented by West Route Forward. All the fun is in Hayden Town Park from 7:30 to 1:30. There's a kids zone with a toddler strider course, then live music and a beer garden starting at 1 o'clock. Once again, that is at the Hayden Town Park. The Cycle Effect will be there with free bike clinics for beginners and intermediates starting at age 6, and that starts at 10:30. For questions, go to westrouteforward@gmail.com. This weekend is the Showdown in the Boat. That's a Colorado High School Cycling League with mountain bike competitions on Emerald Mountain this weekend, about 400 student-athletes competing all around Emerald Mountain and Howson Hill. Saturday evening, there's a community vigil for hope, 7:30, by the Bear Statue at Bud Werner Library. The Jewish Congregation of Steamboat Springs is organizing the Candlelight Vigil in response to the conflict in Israel and Gaza. In sports, the Steamboat Sailors football team, they're away in Granby tonight, facing off against Middle Park High School, 7 o'clock. Listen on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM or watch through our Steamboat Radio YouTube channel. You can access all of it on our website. The cross country team is at Eagle Valley. The Bulldog cross country team competing in Grand Junction. The Sailor Boys soccer team hosts Golden at 11 o'clock Saturday. The Bulldog soccer team plays Montezuma Cortez in Grand Junction 1 o'clock Saturday also. More football. Moffat County Bulldogs host Bertha tonight at 6. It's Military Appreciation Night. After the game, Partners for Youth in Moffat County is inviting all middle school and high school kids to the football field for some fun minute to win it games from 8 to 10 tonight. It's free. The Hayden Tigers, they have an away game at Sargent. The Sirocco Rams are also away playing Sangre de Cristo. Sirocco's hosting a volleyball tournament and the Lady Bulldogs will be there Saturday. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.